is KB7RYY standing by for early check-ins to the Puget Sound Boaters Net.
KC5FM, over.
Last station, come ahead. I had a little audio problem with my rig here. Let's get your call in here and get you in.
KC5FM, Kilo Charlie 5, Foxtrot Mike, KC5FM, over.
Ah, Kilo Charlie 5, Foxtrot Mike. Well, welcome in. This is the Puget Sound Boaters Net. We've got a roll call we go through. At the end, we ask for visitors. You could give a report then. But anyway, listen along. See what the weather's like. Mostly that's what we talk about. See what the weather's like up here in the Puget Sound area. KB7RYY.
KSL, happy to be here. Name is Lloyd. I spell Lima Lima Oscar Yankee Delta. Lloyd, I'm in Kansas, the state. KC5FM, over.
Very good, Lloyd. Both my parents came from Falls City, Nebraska, so there you go. KB7RYY.
Very well. I'll let you carry on with the net. And thanks for picking me up. KC5FM, over.
This is KI7ZI looking for an early.
KI7ZI. KB7RYY here, Rod. I've got you down as early. You have a good day.
KB7RYY M7NVS. Could I get an early check-in, please, Jim?
As soon as that lady finishes, Jim, you've got it, M7NVS. Have a good day as well.
All right. Sorry, I didn't hear anything at all on Echolink here, so sorry if I doubled with somebody, but I appreciate it, M7NVS.
I guess you doubled with the repeater announcement for the RF side, Jim. N7NVS, KB7RYY.
Ah, all right. That must not go out on Echolink. All right, apologies. Thanks, N7NVS.
Good morning. This is KB7RYY opening the Puget Sound Boaters Net. It is the 26th of December, Boxing Day in 2025. My name is Dan, QTH here at South Bellevue. The Boaters Net provides a service to mariners on the Salar Sea. It operates daily on the Puget Sound Repeater Group's WW7 PSR system on Capitol Hill in Seattle, 146.96 MHz, and it has a PL tone of 103.5 Hz. This net is open to all licensed TAMs. If you'd like to check in, please respond when I ask for visitors. That's going to be after the roll call. So before I begin that roll call, do we have any priority traffic? Nothing heard there, so as usual, the roll call will be in the order of your call sign suffix. Please respond with your call sign, first name, location, and if you've got it, a boat name. We're interested in reports of local weather conditions, local wind and sea state reports, unusual critter reports, and other items of interest. So that's the end of that preamble. Let's get on with the roll call. Bob, are you out there this morning? WA9BVE.
Yes, I'm here, Dan. Good morning, and thanks for running the net today. This is Bob, WA9BVE, and as usual, coming to you from the western shore of Kamano Island. And looking out to the west, I can see the foothills of the Olympics and the ubiquitous fog bank or low cloud, whatever it is, over there on the other side of Whidbey Island. And a completely gray sky with just a couple of exceptions. So it isn't 100%, but it's probably 99%. Cloud cover. Temperature is 41 degrees. I can't see anything moving out there. It's still very dark. And in the last 24 hours, we've got 0.09 inches of rain. And as I'm looking outside, there's enough light for me to see that everything is all wet out there. The barometer is exactly 1,000 millibars, which you would imagine would be a standard atmosphere, but of course it's not. That's 29.54 inches of mercury. And back to you, Dan. Merry Christmas, WA9BVE 73.
All right, Bob, I got insufficient atmosphere to make that happen. All right, KG7CNQ, Mary. Nothing there. Hey, Jack, DE7DFJ, if you're there, I need to hear all about Boxing Day.
Oh, good morning, Dan and Annette. DE7DFJ, Jack in Victoria, where it is raining. A barometer is 1,000 millibars, just like Bob, then falling. And the temperature's 43 degrees, humidity's at 99%. Wind is from the west at about 5 miles an hour, And the visibility is fairly good. It's 10 to 12 miles. I can see the lights of about four freighters that are anchored out on Constance Bank. And the forecast for today is periods of rain ending sort of sometime this morning, and then it might just dry out. And the weekend in the money looks like we're going to get a little bit of sun. And Boxing Day is an old English tradition that where apparently they it was when they got rid of the boxes from Christmas presents, and now of course it's just another sale day for all the big box stores, etc. So we'll see if all the money you got at Christmas, they want you to spend it right away, sort of thing. So back to you, Dan, and everybody take care. VE7DFJ.
Thanks, Jack. I experienced Boxing Day in my time in Australia, and I think what you're supposed to do is give some gifts away to the poor. And but today, it's take your presents back and return them to the department stores or wherever. All right. N7DOS. Sleepy heads this morning, I expect. So KE7GCT, Kim, are you there?
Good morning, Dan. Good morning to the net. This is KE7GCP. The name is Kim. The QTH is Bellevue Maidenbauer Bay. We've got 37 degrees. We've got a broken layer, almost solid overcast, but I can see a little bit of blue still. It's getting more solid. It's about 1,800 feet, kind of a marine layer, and there's another group of very scarce clouds way up above that, but there's some rain moving in. Barometer is 29.60 and holding steady. The humidity is 81%. We've had just a tenth of an inch of rain. And the motor vessel name is Bella V. Thanks for taking the net, Dan, KE7GCP.
Thank you, Kim. Now Vic, KB7GL.
Good morning, Dan and the gang. This is KB7GL. The name is Vic, QTH South Kirkland, motor vessel Shasta. Similar conditions here. We are overcast. Still pretty dark out there. Looking out to the east, it's a little brighter, but it's still fairly dark right here. I was looking at the radar, and it looks like all the activities over on the coast and extending up into the Victoria area, because there's just not much over here in the Seattle area. I think there's supposed to be a chance for some rain, but we may or may not get it, and then it should be a nice weekend. Looks like some sun coming for the weekend. We got, let's see, point... 3.5 inches in the last 24 hours in the rain gauge, and since midnight we've only got 0.01, which indicates just one dump bucket dump. So I don't think we're going to see much more today. 41 degrees here, a little warmer than yesterday. It was in the upper 30s when I got up, but it's already starting to warm up. A couple of knots of wind out of the south right now, really not much moving, and the barometer had been falling. It's been flat for 3 or 4 hours now at 29.60. Solar numbers, everything's pretty much similar to yesterday except for the solar index. It's gone up quite a bit. It's up to 163, so that's encouraging. The bands are pretty similar to what they were yesterday. Not a lot of activity. I did hear about a 6-meter opening on the east coast, which those are rare. You know, when they pop open, you got to be there, and then they're gone. But I did hear about a 6-meter opening. Haven't had one out here for a while that I'm aware of. But all the other bands are about the same. And again, 40 meters right now has got all the major activity on it, both in single side band and CW. There are some increasing sunspots showing up, though. There's three new ones that are growing. So we've got about seven or eight active sunspot regions. So things may start increasing as they swing in from the east limb towards the earth. Everybody have a great day after. This is KB7GL.
Thank you, Vic. The other thing preventing, impeding people from getting onto 6 meters is the lack of an antenna. Things happen so seldom up there that committing resources to an antenna is something you got to be committed. All right, enough. KE7HIP, Laura.
Good morning. Good morning, Dan and Vanessa. This is KE7HIC. Name is Laura. Sailing vessel is ready. That's QTH in South North Beach. Where this morning we have 100% clouds. I did see a little bit of blue sky this morning, but it's been filled in with the clouds now. The wind here is blowing maybe a steady 7 to 8 knots. for the north. Visibility on the sound is okay. Just do not make out the sea state. We've had some rain in the last 24 hours, but it's not currently raining. And no critters this morning. This is KE7HIT.
Thank you, Laura. W1HKS.
Good morning, Dan and Annette. This is W1HKS. My name is Henry, Northwest Port Townsend, no boat. This morning we have, looks like a little bit of a treetop level fog. At the moment, no wind, no rain, and in the forecast, we have rain for the rest of today and tonight. Temperature is 40, overnight low is 38, and we're looking for a high of 45, which is average for this day of the year. Pressure has been falling, but it's turned around, and I have 290.56 inches, and that's 1001 millibars. Everybody have an enjoyable Friday and 73, W1HKS.
Enjoy your Friday, Henry. N7LRE, oops, let's see if she's around. N7LRE.
Good morning, Dan and Annette. Yes, I'm around. This is N7LRE. Name is Mary Motor Vessel Bandit. QTH is Blue Ridge, just north of Ballard. Sitting inside the house at my kitchen table looking out at the sound. And did I already say the temperature here is 40 degrees? My barometer says 29.55 and falling. We did have some light rain overnight, and looking out at the sky, it's really kind of dramatic looking to the west-northwest. The sun is apparently hitting the clouds over there, and it's kind of a pretty sunrise. Overhead, we have high thin overcast, I think, and no wind to speak of. And no particular critters to speak of at the moment either, except my dog who is ready to go out. Anyway, thanks for doing the net. Dan, 73 is all, and happy Boxing Day, N7LRE.
And a happy Boxing Day to you. I fired up the camera. I'm down in a sub-basement, but I see some bright clouds out there like there are some blue holes. Let's see, N7NVS was early, so it's K7OE, David. No, David. K7PJC, Phil.
Well, good morning, K7PJC, Phil, located high up on North Capitol Hill. Phil Bodios, where I'm looking out over Lake Union and the Sound. It's an interesting day out there. Different cloud levels. There's low clouds, medium clouds, high clouds, and sun breaks. There I can see the blue skies and sun shining off the downtown buildings. So it's very interesting cloud layers today. Good breeze coming from the south, and it's blowing 24 knots at West Point there. So another good breeze coming along. Everything's drying out. SeaTac got quarter of an inch of rain yesterday. It seemed like more here because it did rain pretty good most of Christmas here, which was great. Getting a big log fire going in the fireplace was all day was fantastic. Other than that, barometer, let's see, barometer's 29.62, and it's 40 degrees out. So, yep, I thought Boxing Day was packing up the presents in the boxes to return the old English tradition, but could be wrong. There you go. And, yeah, we do have a critter visiting from England. So, K7.